Hi, and welcome to Apple Accessibility Episode 5, run-through of the VoiceOver Quick Start Tutorial. If you've ever wondered what it is like to go through the full Quick Start Tutorial for VoiceOver on the Mac, wait no more. First, a couple of points in respect to running and navigating the tutorial. 1. A bit obvious, but VoiceOver must be on before trying the tutorial. To run VoiceOver on any Mac, press the Command key plus Function key 5. This also turns VoiceOver off if you press this key combination again. 2. If Control plus Option plus Command plus Function key 8 to run the VoiceOver Quick Start Tutorial doesn't work for you because your function keys are still set to hardware, hold down the FN Function key with this command. Otherwise, press Control plus Option plus H to bring up the VoiceOver help menu, Control plus Option plus down arrow to move to the Quick Start Tutorial, and press Control plus Option spacebar to select and run the tutorial. Pressing the Escape key will exit the tutorial. 3. Press the left or right arrow keys to move between the tutorial information screens. 4. During the course of the tutorial, the user can interact with the practice screens using VoiceOver commands. When entering and leaving this practice mode, a distinctive sound is heard. For this demonstration, no practice will take place. However, we will use the VoiceOver command, Shift plus Control plus Option plus End, to jump to the Continue button at the bottom of the screen, and then press Control plus Option spacebar to activate and go to the next training screen. Note, if you are using a MacBook keyboard with no End key, holding down the FN function key will turn your right arrow key into the End key. Consequently, the jump to bottom of the screen would then be FN plus Shift plus Control plus Option plus right arrow. 5. On some of the training screens where you are not interacting using VoiceOver, but you are given information, the instruction is to select the Go Back button or Continue button. As you are not actually using VoiceOver to find these buttons, just press your right arrow key to continue or left arrow key to go back. 6. And finally, as this demonstration is being run on a MacBook, the tutorial recognizes that there is a multi-touch trackpad and presents the necessary training screens. Now onto the Quick Start tutorial for VoiceOver. The VoiceOver Quick Start. In this Quick Start, you'll learn the location of important keys on your keyboard and important VoiceOver commands. You can exit the Quick Start at any time and finish it later. To advance through the Quick Start panels, use the arrow keys. The arrow keys are arranged in an inverted T to the right of the main keyboard keys, or in the bottom right corner of a portable computer keyboard. Now continue to the next panel by pressing the right arrow key. To exit at any time, press the Escape key. Practicing what you learn? Many Quick Start panels include an area where you can use VoiceOver to practice the commands you just learned about on the panel. The Quick Start plays a sound to indicate when practice begins and ends. When VoiceOver starts and is ready for practice, you will hear the following sound. When VoiceOver stops, you will hear the following sound. Now continue to the next panel by pressing the right arrow key. The VoiceOver keys, VoiceOver commands are entered by pressing the Control and Option keys together, along with one or more other keys. The Control and Option keys are called the VoiceOver keys, or VO keys for short. On a desktop computer, they are the second and third keys to the left and right of the spacebar. On a portable computer, they are the second and third keys to the left of the spacebar. During this Quick Start, when you need to enter a VoiceOver command, you will hear something like, press VO right arrow, which means, press and hold the Control and Option keys, then press the right arrow key. Now continue to the next panel by pressing the right arrow key. Getting to know your keyboard. To help you learn the location of the keys on your keyboard, VoiceOver includes a feature called Keyboard Help. In Keyboard Help, when you press a key, you hear the key's name. If you also press the VO keys at the same time, you'll hear the name of the VoiceOver command assigned to that key and a brief description. Use VoiceOver now to start Keyboard Help. Press VO key. When you're done, press the Escape key to exit Keyboard Help and return to the Quick Start. Then press the right arrow key to continue. Starting keyboard help. Type keys to hear their names. Hold down the voiceover keys while typing to hear voiceover commands. Press the escape key at the top left corner of the keyboard to stop help. Press the right arrow key to continue. Moving around the screen. To move the voiceover cursor, press the VO keys while you press the up, down, left, or right arrow key. As the cursor moves, you will hear a description of the item it moves to. On screen, the voiceover cursor appears as a rectangular outline around the item. Use voiceover now to navigate the practice area below. When you're done, move the voiceover cursor down to the continue or go back button. Then press VO spacebar to select it. Voiceover on, voiceover quick start, window, moving around the screen. Continue button. Adjusting the voice. You can easily change the rate, pitch, volume, and intonation of voiceover synthesized voice using keyboard commands. To start, press VO command right arrow several times until you hear the voice setting you want to change. To increase the settings value, press VO command up arrow. To decrease the value, press VO command down arrow. Use voiceover now to adjust voice settings in the practice area below. When you're done, select the continue or go back button. Voiceover on, voiceover quick start, window, adjusting the voice, continue button has keyboard focus. Selecting controls. The voiceover cursor is a powerful feature, as it's used to navigate and control the computer. Using the voiceover cursor, you interact with checkboxes, radio buttons, pop-up menus, and other on-screen controls. To select or enable a button or other item, press VO spacebar. Use voiceover now to read the text and select the checkboxes and radio buttons in the practice area below. When you're done, navigate to the continue or go back button. Then press VO spacebar to select it. Voiceover on, voiceover quick start, window, selecting controls. Continue button. Selecting items in pop-up menus. To show the items in a pop-up menu, press VO spacebar. To select an item, navigate to it and press VO spacebar again. Use voiceover now to navigate to a pop-up menu in the practice area below and select pop-up menu items. When you're done, select the continue or go back button. Voiceover on, voiceover quick start, window, selecting items in pop-up menus. Continue button. Typing in text fields. Text fields are areas on the screen where you enter information. Most text fields have text labels above or beside them. Move the voiceover cursor to a label to learn about the text field and the type of information to enter in the field. When you type in a text field, you hear each letter as you type it. When you type in a secure text field, such as a password field, the characters are not spoken. Use voiceover now to read the labels for the text fields in the practice area below, and then move the cursor to the text field to enter text. When you're done, select the continue or go back button. Voiceover on, voiceover quick start, window, typing in text fields. Continue button. Interacting with elements. Some elements on screen can contain other elements. Voiceover simplifies navigation by moving only to these top-level elements, such as text areas, toolbars, tables, or controls. When you hear an element of interest, you can stop and interact with it. For example, interact with a toolbar to explore its tools, or with a control to change its setting. When you interact with an element, you navigate only within its boundaries until you stop interacting. To start interacting with an element, press VO shift down arrow. To navigate within the element, use VO and the arrow keys. To stop interacting with it, press VO shift up arrow. Use voiceover now to interact with the toolbar in the practice area below. When you're done, navigate to the continue or go back button. Then press VO spacebar to select it. VoiceOver on, VoiceOver quick start, window, interacting with elements. Continue button. Navigating in tables. When you interact with tables in text documents and web pages, you navigate vertically and horizontally using the arrow keys in VoiceOver navigation commands you have already learned. VoiceOver provides additional commands for reading tables by column, row, or cell. To read a table column, press VOCC. To read a row, press VOR. To read the column header, VOC. Use VoiceOver now to explore the table in the practice area below. When you're done, select the Continue or Go Back button. VoiceOver on, VoiceOver Quick Start, window, navigating in tables. Continue button. Selecting a date and time. To change a value in the date or time field you're interacting with, press VO up arrow or VO down arrow. To move to the next or previous field, press VO right arrow or VO left arrow. Use VoiceOver now to select a date and time in the practice area below. When you're done, select the Continue or Go Back button. VoiceOver on, VoiceOver Quick Start, window, selecting a date and time. Continue button. Using steppers. Steppers are on-screen controls for increasing or decreasing the value of a numeric setting. To use a stepper, first interact with it. Then to increase a value, press VO up arrow. To decrease a value, press VO down arrow. Use VoiceOver now to practice using the steppers below. When you're done, select the Continue or Go Back button. VoiceOver on, VoiceOver Quick Start, window, using steppers. Continue button. Using the dock is a collection of icons along the edge of the screen that makes it easy to open your favorite applications, such as Mail, Safari, and iTunes. You can open applications using Finder or Spotlight, too. To navigate to the dock, press VOD. To move from one icon to another in the dock, press VO left arrow or VO right arrow. To open the application whose icon is in the VoiceOver cursor, press VO spacebar. Select the Continue or Go Back button. Using the menu bar, application menus are located in the menu bar across the top edge of the screen. The menus change to match the active application, but typically include File, Edit, Format, Window, and Help menus. The Apple menu, at the left end of the menu bar, is always available. At the right end of the menu bar is the Spotlight menu. Use Spotlight to search your computer for documents, music, and more. You can search for an application and open it from Spotlight. To the left of the Spotlight menu are other items, such as the Universal Access menu. Depending on your computer and settings, to navigate to the menu bar, press VOM. To jump directly to Spotlight, press VOMMM. To navigate in the menu bar, press the left arrow or right arrow key. Select the Continue or Go Back button. Navigating web pages. You can easily navigate a web page using VoiceOver commands you've already learned, such as VO right arrow, VO left arrow, VO up arrow, and VO down arrow. Select the Continue or Go Back button. Using the Web Item Rotor. You can quickly navigate web pages using the VoiceOver Web Item Rotor. The Web Item Rotor displays common items on web pages, such as links and headers, in separate lists. Choose a list and then select an item in the list to jump to that item on the web page. To open the Web Item Rotor, press VOU. To move through the lists, press the right or left arrow key. To navigate to an occurrence of an item, such as a link on the web page, press the up arrow or down arrow key. Select the Continue or Go Back button. Using Auto Web Spots, VoiceOver provides an alternate way to browse web pages based on their visual layout. When a web page opens, VoiceOver identifies key elements that represent related items on the page and automatically creates virtual tags, called web spots, to mark them. To jump to the next or previous auto web spot, press VO Command N or VO Command Shift N. When you hear one of interest, use general navigation keys to hear the related items. To move to the item before or after an auto web spot, press VO right arrow key or VO left arrow key. Select the continue or go back button. Practicing web page navigation. Use VoiceOver now to navigate web pages in the practice area below. You can use VO and the arrow keys, the web item rotor, and auto web spots. When you're done, select the continue or go back button. VoiceOver on. VoiceOver quick start window. Practicing web page navigation. Continue button. Using a multi-touch trackpad, VoiceOver has detected a multi-touch trackpad on this computer. You may find it easier to control VoiceOver using gestures in addition to VoiceOver commands. With the VoiceOver trackpad commander enabled, the surface of the multi-touch trackpad represents the current window, document, or other area. Drag your finger across the trackpad and the VoiceOver cursor moves across the area on the screen. Tap an edge of the trackpad and the cursor moves to that edge of the area on the screen. You can also flick right or left to move the VoiceOver cursor to the next or previous item. VoiceOver plays a sound effect when you land on a blank space, and another sound effect when you drag your finger across item boundaries. Select the continue or go back button. Practicing trackpad gestures. Use VoiceOver gestures now to navigate the web pages in the practice area below. Enable VoiceOver gestures by pressing the VO keys and rotating two fingers clockwise on the trackpad. To move to the next or previous item, flick right or left. To start or stop interacting with the current item, flick two fingers right or left. To select the current item, double tap. When you're done, disable VoiceOver gestures by pressing the VO keys and rotating two fingers counterclockwise on the trackpad, then select the continue or go back button. VoiceOver on. VoiceOver quick start window. Practicing trackpad gestures. Continue button. VoiceOver review. Take time now to review the VoiceOver commands you have learned by using them in the practice area below. If you need to revisit a lesson, use the go back button. When you're done, select the continue button on this panel. VoiceOver on. VoiceOver quick start window. VoiceOver review. Continue button. Getting more from your Mac? Congratulations! You have completed the VoiceOver quick start. Now you can use the VoiceOver commands you have learned to get more out of using your Mac. If you need help using VoiceOver, press VOH when VoiceOver is running. You can customize VoiceOver using VoiceOver Utility. VoiceOver Utility presents a list of 9 categories, from general to braille. To open VoiceOver Utility, press VOF8 when VoiceOver is running. To exit the VoiceOver quick start, press the escape key or select the done button. To revisit panels, select the go back button. VoiceOver on. VoiceOver quick start window. Getting more from your Mac. Done button has keyboard focus. Now time for our 2 tips. Tip 1. If you need to boot from your Mac OS X DVD or the Mac Air Mac OS X USB stick, hold down the C as in Charlie key when you turn on your Mac. Tip 2. Press the home button twice on your iOS device, such as the iPhone, Touch or iPad, to bring up the App Switcher. Pressing the home button will exit the App Switcher if you do not wish to navigate or select items within the App Switcher. Remember, you can always email the folks at accessibility@apple.com for assistance or visit the official Apple Accessibility webpage at http://www.apple.com/accessibility. For any feedback concerning these podcasts, you can contact David by the following options. Email him at davidw9@tpgtangopapagolf.com.au. Follow him on Twitter at dwoodbridge, that is D as in David and Woodbridge, all one word. Access his blog, news interests, and assistive technology bookmark sites at http://www.samobile.net/users/dwodbrr. This concludes Episode 5, Run-Through of the VoiceOver Quick Start Tutorial of the Apple Accessibility Podcast.